Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
Jesus. Coming live from the scene. What's going on downtown, Ian?
Not much. I just clocked out from work. I was cleaning a grill, and I wasn't paying attention to what time it was, and I just, like, clocked out and ran out the door. I was like, oh, shit. But,
all right. Oh, man, no worries, man. You're here. That's all that matters. See, we do everything to get this show out. So even if it's a few seconds late, we're here. We're gonna do this show. And this one's a pretty, again, I don't know what this show will be. There's really not much to talk about. There's one review, which, of course, you already know. If you're looking at the show details, you already know what the review is, and that's the new Child's Play movie. I was thinking about seeing Annabelle because I had the opportunity to, and doing both doll movies. But then next week, I don't know. We got a lot of stuff planned for next week, and I'm trying to even it all out and trying to figure all the details for our Independence horror marathon, which we got some stuff in. I'm just planning everything out, and I got to get back in contact with another person. So that's going to be big, to review that film, and, just a lot of stuff in general for, our month long series that we do for July. And, along with all the new stuff coming out, because July has a lot of stuff. It has, there's a lot of stuff, because we, at the end of this month, again, this week, Annabelle Comes Home, which we'll be reviewing. And then we already have Midsommar, which is coming out next week. I think it comes out July 3rd. So that's an early screen, early review. So there's a lot of stuff. Like, I could see that and see Annabelle, and we'd miss out on an indie spotlight, for our indie marathon. We can't really do that. So I'm trying to plan all this stuff out. And then we have, Crawl after that. So just, we got a lot of stuff to go along with our indie stuff.
So, yeah, we definitely can push it.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff to deal with. But let's get into our main topic of reason here, and that is the Child's Play reimagining, remake, reboot, whatever you want to call it. 2019, Child's Play 2019. And we've discussed the trailer. We've discussed the idea when the first, when the synopsis came out. We discussed the trailer. We've went all over the rails with Child's Play, and it's here, and it's simple. You know, it's basically, if you've seen the trailer, you kind of know what you're in for. We have Andy and his mother Karen, played by Audrey Plaza, and Andy, he's kind of a, you know, he's an older kid. He's not, you know, the Andy you remember from the original Child's Play. He's no, like, you know, 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He's like, again, like 12, you know, somewhere. He's a little bit older. He has a tongue. He has a mouth. You know, he's kind of a loner. And his mother decides, you know, he needs to get friends, but he doesn't want to do anything with friends. And luckily enough, she happens across the Buddy doll, the new Buddy, and gives it to him. And the thing is, this new Buddy doll is defective, and a disgruntled employee from, like, I don't know, South Korea, somewhere in there, you know, one of those factory places in the middle of nowhere, you know, that's just hard on you, and you have, you know, made in China, made in Japan type of ordeal, you know, second world country factories just churning out shit. Well, this disgruntled employee decides to take the computer chip inside of the Buddy doll and turn everything off. So all the filters are off, all the inhibitors are turned off, making it basically able to do anything. And that's literally what he does, and sends it out. And so Andy gets the new Buddy doll, and of course it's Chucky, and he, you know, just messes around with it. And this thing is able, it's like a Google, you know, one of those Google Plays, Android, Alexa type things, where it's able to control everything. You can ask it to, you know, turn on the TV. It can do this, do that. It's just, you know, it's one of those all-purpose things in a doll form for a kid.
So it's like pretty rough. And
yeah, a little thing. Bit. And so Andy, you know, he's you know, Chucky, he says, "Are you my friend?" And he'll do anything for him. And, again, that starts the technically the idea of that Chucky only wants Andy as his friend, and anybody else who will be Andy's friend is going to get killed. And that sets off a string of events for the movie, because all these murders start happening in gruesome ways, and they're trying to figure it out, and they can't come to it. And then there's a little bit of black, you know, dark humor in the film where certain things play out. So it doesn't take itself too seriously. So there's a little bit of camp, you know, because it knows kind of what it is. But at the end of the day, whether it's good or it's bad or somewhere. And here's the thing. It's not terrible, right? But honestly, this film could have been titled something else. And there's been, you know, there's numerous movies out there where, you know, like, oh, this reminds me of that, or it reminds me of this. And we always harken back to, like, certain films. And this is one of those films where, like, yeah, it's going to remind you of Child's Play, you know, because it's going to have all the little, here, you know, watermarks and checklists and everything, but it would have been its own entity. You know, look at, like, Dolly Dearest, and look at all the Annabelle film knockoffs that came out. You have Robert the Doll, you have, what, Anna, and all those stupid killer doll movies after Annabelle came out. and then you have all the Paranormal Activity ripoff movies and all the Saw movies, you know, the, you know, direct to video that came out, and then you have Hostel, you know, and all the we're going to go somewhere, the Caribbean or to an island, and people get killed in various ways. So like, there's all these things that we know of, you know, like you take the big idea and then it just you spread it out. That's what this film should have been. It should have been a new title, even though it wouldn't have the name recognition, and that's the main thing to get people into the seats to see it, because people are not going to go see a random film called Buddy, right? That's what I would think, you know, it would be called Buddy, and it would make sense. Just call it Buddy, you know, B-U-D-D-I, since that's what the name of the doll is, and they say Buddy more than they do Chucky in the film. You know, just change the clothing, change some of the characters' names. And you could have had it, because everything in this film is, you know, it could have been its own thing, because it's
right.
Different enough where it could have been its own thing and didn't need the name recognition of Child's Play. And it could have been a fun, you know, it's there, you know, it's not a bad movie or anything, but it's still not that good. It has its, you know, a few moments here and there, but the overall film is just, you know, just it's there. You know, it's not as bad as like Pet Sematary. I mean, I think I enjoyed this one a little bit more than Pet Sematary remake, because this one had a little bit more. You know, this had some gore and it had some, you know, some lighthearted humor and some nods here and there. I knew what it was. So that didn't bother me, but it's just like there's just like all this stuff in there where it's like this could have been something else. And because look, there's like, you know, there's Fright Night, and then there's years later they made a movie called Never Cry Werewolf with Kevin Sorbo, and it's basically Fright Night with a werewolf, you know, Never Cry Werewolf. So it's like there's all these things where it's just like reminded me like, well, you could have done this, you could have done that, made its own thing. You know, you didn't need the name recognition. It's different enough. And then you have Chucky, voiced by Mark Hamill. And honestly, I did not like Chucky. There's just there was like soulless. There was no heart or anything. It was just Mark Hamill going, "You're my friend till the end," or something like that. You know, just in Mark Hamill voice. He doesn't really give no, you know, personality to Chucky like Brad Dourif did. It's just like a, you know, a robot with intelligence, you know, like you would get a little, you know, like an Alexa or something just talking to you, just monotone, this and that, you know. So it's they poke fun of it by trying to get him to say like random things. Like there's this black kid and he tries to get him to, you know, Chucky to say this is for Tupac. And then there's like, you know, just like little quips here and there throughout the film. And then like Chucky does this weird thing with his finger, like E.T., like it glows. Like E.T. finger, so he's like controlling everything, and it was just like, this is different enough where it didn't need the recognition. You know, you can go back and like, yeah, it's reminiscent of Child's Play, but it's not, you know, but again, like Dolly Dearest, you know, that came out around the same time, like Child's Play 3, or sometime around in there, maybe 2, and like yeah, it's just a Child's Play ripoff. No one's hammering for anything. It's just one of those films that's like, yeah. Whatever, you know, you can go on with your life. That's what this one could have been. It would have been similar to Child's Play, but, you know, no one would, you know, move on with your life. And, you know, there's like, oh, yeah, that was fun. You know, it'd probably been a lot more, you know, entertaining if it didn't have the, you know, just the recognition with Child's Play. I mean, it's not a bad movie by any means, but, you know, it's just not really that great. You know, it's average. It has some okay gore moments. You know, again, I didn't care that much for Chucky. Mark Hamill's voice acting for Chucky was very poorly done. No personality. I guess the one highlight would probably be Andy, you know, the kid that played Andy, because I like that aspect of him where he's a little bit older, a little bit more, you know, I guess adult in a sense, just the way that his actions are and some of the scenarios that he finds himself in with Chucky. I mean, that's funny. You know, that was some fun, you know, like he's waking up and there's something on his dresser and he doesn't notice it at first, and then he notices it and him and some other kids have to go through with trying to figure out a thing to, you know, get rid of it. So there's like some decent moments, and then it just kind of flounders around. And just, you know, it's not the greatest, but it's decent at best. You know, if you want to watch something fun, I mean, it's not going to, you know, top the original, of course, or two for that matter, because two's probably my favorite. But you know, it's okay for what it is. I mean, but again, it probably would have been better if it was like retitled and made its own thing and doesn't have the name recognition on it. But none, you know, it's okay. It's okay at best. You know, it's nothing groundbreaking. It has a few okay moments. Some of the characters are disposable. You know, Audrey Plaza as the mom is in this, you know, disposable, and the drunk boyfriend that comes over that Andy doesn't like and wants to get away from, that's blah. You know, that's nothing really there except for, you know, scene for, you know, cannon fodder. Just like that.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, where it ends up, you know, with all the new line coming out of Buddy's, you know, and what happens towards the end there, that was, you know, whatever. You know, just really nothing to write home about. But it you know, it's fine. I mean, it's nothing I might watch it again because it's okay, but it's nothing really, like I said, to write home about, and it's all right. You know, it's average. There's really nothing there. Ian, your thoughts on Child's Play remake?
You know, as you said, it just doesn't sound like it was really that necessary. But if, you know, I don't know why most people don't, like, do the whole just putting it into the same universe that's already developed and just make it its own entity. Because that would have been cool. Plus, you know, then you can do the whole, you know, Chucky versus whatever, you know, later on down the road for some cash grab. I don't know. I mean, it just, like you said, you know, it should have just been its own thing. And I think it would have been, honestly, those kind of movies, I think they would be a hell of a lot better if it was just, you're not sitting there thinking like, okay, this is not how the old movie was. And you're like, okay, this is a, you know, pretty much the exact same movie, but done a little differently.
Huh. Yeah.
I mean,
again, like you said, no one's really clamoring for a Child's Play remake. And it kind of shows because it did, I don't know, it had like a $10 million budget and it made like 14 over the weekend. So it did okay. It made its money back. But again, that's still not, you know, that's average for a horror film, you know, nowadays. So, but go on, Ian.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just saying, you know, like, I like concepts of movies being set in the same, you know, universe. But at the same time, I don't know. Like, it was just, like, you know, and that review is actually, like, your review of it was honestly better than I expected. So that's a plus. But I think when I actually watch it, because honestly, I kind of want to now, just to, you know, that it's not, you know, waste your money kind of bad. But I'm probably going to go into it thinking it's a totally different movie, which just happens to be the same characters' names.
Mm-hmm.
And I might enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, the doll looks exactly. Oh, the doll looks all right. I mean, it's checking. It's just still weird, you know. You want to, because it looks, you know, the doll just looks fake, you know.
It does look fake, and that's my problem with it. Like, that's a big issue I have. I have never seen a doll that looks like that, not even today's standards of dolls. That just looked like a cartoon doll that somebody had just made,
mm-hmm.
you know, off of, like, that. And that's my first thought about it. I was like, I mean, I can see it, but
it's like one of those knockoff companies, you know. You have, like, your you know, if you're going by, like, today's standards, you know, you have, like, all your, like, your main stuff, you know, your Avengers toys and dolls and this, and then you have the knockoffs made in Taiwan, and this is what that looks like. This is made in Taiwan,
yeah.
Chucky.
And that's what, I don't know. I mean, you know, of course, I'm always going to have a little soft spot for Chucky. And of course, any, you know, that's our love for those movies, you know, is probably going to keep me from enjoying it to its full extent. And I got to keep thinking, you know, to myself, I'm like, okay, we got a whole new generation of kids that have never seen the original Chucky's or even know that, you know, that's going on. So I'm trying to think of, like, what their reaction is going to be to this. And it's probably going to be, you know, they're going to be later on down the road, they're going to view this movie like we view that. I don't know. I'm trying my hardest not to be too hard on some of these movies, but when they got a budget, they can do better.
Yeah. But that's the thing, man. That's the thing that worked with most of them back in the day. Look at the original. I mean, it was a concept of a serial killer, you know, voodoo, and he's transferring his soul into the doll, and then it just goes on from there where, you know, just because you don't know for sure, you know, like all these little things, like what's going on with the doll, you know, oh, Chucky's this, Chucky did it, you know, and then, you know, this one's just straight out,
I
the doll's evil.
I love that aspect, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that, like, possession, serial killer. It's like it's a haunted doll movie, serial killer, and honestly, I feel like Chucky was way ahead of its time for it. That's why it's so loved, and, you know, I mean, hell, you got Annabelle, that's a doll possession movie, and they don't do anything with it. They barely did anything.
No, it just sits around.
Yeah, it just sits around, and every once in a while it might float. But,
yeah.
I mean, but of course, you know, my wife loves, you know, those kind of movies, so we're probably going to go see Annabelle Creek, or Home, Returning Home, or whatever.
Yeah, Comes Home. It's a dumbass title.
I mean, I know.
Annabelle Comes Home. I mean, I get it, but Jesus. Just call it like
that
Annabelle Returns or something like that.
I know, and make it more, like, Returns sounds more ominous than, you know, that. It's just like, whatever. It's kind of dumb, but, you know, I mean, if she wants to go see it, we're going to go see it, and, you know, that. Plus, you know, for the show, and, you know, we got to torture ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, I'm hearing this one's pretty bad. So this could be, I'm hearing this could be on, like, not, like, almost par levels of the first one, but a little bit of, like, The Nun. Because I think the writer of The Nun directed this. So,
yeah.
And, yeah. So we'll see. That's next
Nun.
Week. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, you know, that's, I don't understand what's with Hollywood's obsession, because I saw that they're rebooting, you know, they're rebooting Saw. What else are they rebooting that
just got announced recently?
Paranormal Activity 7. They're making another Paranormal Activity. So that's in the works.
And I think I don't know if you know, it was just a rumor or, you know, like a hopeful rumor or something, but I think I heard somebody say something about Poltergeist getting a remake or a reboot.
Another one? Jesus. Like the first one, a couple years ago was unnecessary. And now they're going to do it again?
Well, that's what
that's ridiculous.
I don't know. That's just, I don't know if it was just, you know, like I said, I didn't see, like, any official news about it. I just heard somebody talk about it. So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't care enough to look into it.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, remake shit just, you know, we want, you know, we're aiming for new stuff. We always are. And then this, you know, one of these are, like, again, two remakes comes out in a year. And then we get stuff like Midsommar and Crawl, you know, two original, you know, even though Crawl is technically not original and Midsommar is technically The Wicker Man, but it's a new idea, you know. I mean, it comes out and, you know, it comes out like we're talking about with Child's Play, you know. Hey, reminded me of this, it reminds me of that. So what the fuck? You know, it doesn't really matter. Just call it Buddy, call it whatever name you want to give the doll.
Exactly.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Change the characters, and boom, you have yourself a similar idea, but it's a new title.
And I would rather watch a movie that is, you know, I don't care, honestly, if the movie is 100%, you know, kind of original, which that's hard to do. You know,
yeah.
Movies have been made since for years. It's hard to have an original idea, but, you know, just call it something else and, you know, change the plot just a tiny bit, and you got a whole nother movie. And
yeah,
it just and
the plot for this one is different enough where they could have done that. That's the thing. It's like it's so different. You know, it's like it could have been different because you have the way Chucky moves his fingers E.T. style and controls all the electronics and toys and everything like that. That's different. And then, you know, it just it could have been, you know, it could have been a different title, but whatever.
Yeah, I think that would have been a much, like, honestly, I think that would have been a really, like, the premise of it sounds like it would make a really decent movie if it wasn't for the fact that it was trying to be child's play when it wasn't. And I think that's the problem with a lot of these movies is that they're trying to be the original, but they're trying to do it, you know, different enough to where they could have just slapped a different name on it. I mean, honestly, it is so different that they could have just done slapped on a different, like a bunch of different characters' names. I mean, it terrorized a lot of people. They could have honestly just done that. But I mean, it's not a bad. It's honestly one of the better remakes that I've seen.
Well, it's not really
a
remake.
I mean,
it is, but it is isn't. It's one of those weird ones where just it
yeah.
Whatever. You know, we've discussed it and the differences between the TV film and the theatrical film.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both. It's like I said, it's different enough. You know, you have your original, and you have your updated version. So whatever. I mean. I don't know. But, yeah, Child's Play, it's okay. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking. It has, like we've discussed, it could have been its own thing, changed some things around, and, you know, it's modernized, but you would have that resemblance of another film, you know, just harking back. Like, oh, yeah, just it's definitely kind of in the vein of Child's Play, you know, without having to actually call it Child's Play, you know, but it is what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I just can't wait for it Chapter 2 to come out. And
yeah,
that's a movie. And oh god, there's so many movies that's coming out that's original that I've, you know, this next month I should hold this over for a while. But
yeah
what
I mean,
July. Like, I mean,
man, fucking Christ, July comes out of nowhere and just kicks its ass. You know, like because there was like a while there where it was like nothing. You know, I think maybe one, maybe two, and then we get, like, technically, like, four in the month.
Plus, you know,
so
like,
we got
shows and shit like that.
Yeah.
God, it's going to be, next month is going to be, and it's like, I'm hoping they do the same thing for October, or even better, like, nothing but horror movies come out in October. That would be great. But,
yeah, because last year was nothing. October was kind of sucky last year. I think we got one. What did we get? Just The Nun? Or did that come out in August? I don't remember. I think we got one. Yeah, I think we only got
one
for the whole fucking Halloween. We got Halloween, didn't we?
Yeah,
Halloween. I think that was the only one because no one else would go up against it throughout the entire month. So I think we got Halloween and maybe Possession of Hannah Grace. Now, maybe that was November. I don't know. It's hard to remember when everything comes out. So many stuff we watch and review. But yeah, July looks fun. Because again, we're going to be doing our Independence Horror Marathon where we discuss and review indie films like we did last year. It was in our inaugural start last year. So now we got the sophomore year, see how this year compares to the last year. Because last year, it's going to be tough because we got fisted last year. And, you're not the same after you've been fisted, you know.
Exactly. And, I mean,
yeah.
I hope we find something just as ridiculous. And it's going to be great. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, of course, I'm going to be, as soon as, you know, Stranger Things drops, I'm marathoning that shit the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll get the review of that.
Oh, God. It's going to be, my wife and I are both, like, just on the countdown. So that's next week. July 4th is when that gets released. And I'll probably, and I think there's only like 10 episodes or something like that. So we both should be, I should have it completely watched by our next show. And I don't know, there's just so much stuff going on. Like I'm trying, like sitting there counting like how much money I have to how much I can go see.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely, this July is going to be a busy month for the show because, again, we got the new stuff coming out. You know, as we mentioned, we got, you know, review of Annabelle next week along with our indie film of choice and probably another indie short. So it's going to be, that's going to be a crowded show. And then I think the week after that we have Crawl or Midsummer. That'll be after that. And then our indie film, and then we have Crawl and then an indie film, and then we'll have whatever else that last week. And it's just, it's crowded and it's going to be, again, it's going to be a great, great month. I love these, you know, shows where we have stuff planned out, like our Monster Marathon, you know, our Monster's Day Marathon, our Christmas shows. But indie stuff is always my heart, and to see like new horror come out from all these indie directors, and you know, I'm just interested to see what they, you know, have to offer. You know, we give our honest opinion. I'm sure they appreciate that. And you know, next week, you know, we got. I'm pretty sure we're going to do two. We're going to do a feature and we're going to do a short, along with Annabelle. I'm not going to give anything away yet because I don't want to. You know, that's for the show on the Facebook page, Horror Night Oasis.
Yeah.
To check out all the stuff coming out, because that's it's a surprise for you. You know, it's a surprise for us as much as it is for our listening audience. And we got a good one next week. I think so. It's going to be a lot.
Oh, I do too.
I'll just say this: it's an anthology film. It's a sequel to an anthology film from some people that's very dear to my heart. A few of them. So I'm looking forward to checking out how the sequel turns out. And then the short, I'm interested in talk about that. What potentially, because I don't want to give too much away, but there's a potential there, because they do want to make it into a feature. And I'm looking forward to that. And then of course, if there's a rant for Annabelle, and we'll probably have a co-review of that. And, it's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But another big thing before we get out of here is the passing of Billy Drago. He was he's well known. He was in a lot of stuff. But honestly, to tell you the truth, I thought he died like a couple of years ago because I remember like, oh, Billy Drago died, you know, online. But it could have been one of those rumors back in the, you know, because there's always a rumor of someone dying, right? And, like, I thought Billy Drago was dead for the longest time. So when his name came up, like, wait a second, he's been dead for a while. You know, like, why is his name coming up now? And then apparently he wasn't. But he was 73. He did a lot of stuff, too. He was a lot of low-budget stuff. But most notably, he was in one of my favorite movies, and it's a Deliverance ripoff, but it's called Hunter's Blood. It's a very great, you know, I love the movie. It's not gotten a DVD release yet. It's only on VHS. But it's definitely one of those that needs more love because it's just a fun movie. And then he was also in Vamp, the stripper vampire movie with Grace Jones. He was another one, for those that might not know him, he was in Takashi Miike's episode of Masters of Horror Imprint as like the main character in the film. He was in, you know, a bunch of stuff. I mean, he has a pretty good list of titles, and I think he was in, like, Untouchable. So he had his highs and he had his lows, and he's had his shit films. he's done, like, one called Blood Relic, and I think, what was it, Blood Reaper or something like that, or Fort Doom. I don't know. There's just a bunch of shit that he's been in. I know Mirror Mirror 3, that movie was terrible that he's in. So, again, you have your good, you have your bad. It sucks to see him go, I mean, because he was in some good stuff. You know, I liked him in. And he was in a lot of low-budget action movies, too. So he's been around the world when it comes to films. So, he did make some notable films. And, again, not really well-known, but for the people that know, like, cult film and under, like, indie stuff. And, it's a sad thing to see him go. Again, I'm not sure if you've seen him in many things, Ian, because, again, he's one of those that's, probably not went by your radar, but once you see him, you know him, he's like, oh, he's that guy, he's not going to roll off your tongue, but once you see him, what he looks like, oh yeah, I've seen him in something, it's like Brian James, like when you reviewed Mom, like I'm sure, you don't know his name, but I'm sure you've seen him in something else, because he's a recognizable face, like Fifth Element, like he was in that. Not Billy Drago, but Brian James I'm talking about. But, yeah, same go, it's whatever, 73. But, yeah, he'd made some notable films. And, again, I wish Hunter's Blood would get released somehow. They're re-releasing all the same shit nowadays on Blu-ray, all these companies. Like, another release of The Blob on Blu-ray. Like, there's just all these, 15 editions of Evil Dead, Army of Darkness. We need that. No, we need Hunter's Blood. We need some of that stuff on Blu-ray, or just DVD in general. Just get it out there. Flood the market with good shit, not stuff that's been released 1,500 times. It's stupid. at least The Brain finally made it on Blu-ray. So there's some stuff finally getting released. But I'm just rambling on now, Ian. I guess there's really not that much left to talk about. I guess we're just going to call the show short a couple minutes and save some time and get ourselves ready for next month's adventure, because it's going to be crazy and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure Ian is as well.
I'm really looking forward to next month and next show, definitely, and because those movies that we got to review. And I can't, we really covered it all in less than 10 minutes left, so, dang.
Yeah. If there is anyone listening that, if you do have a project, we do still have some open spaces. If it's a short, if it's a feature, it might be a little bit tough. But I'm pretty sure we're open at that very end of the month. I don't think there's really going to be anything to review. So there's some spots open, and we can always cut Annabelle short if need be, or Crawl short or something, unless it's a good, we can always cut a few things short and have some time. We make do with our time, and message us on the Facebook page, or if anyone listening knows of any projects that your friend or someone might be doing, hey, just get a hold of them, send us a message. We'll take anything into consideration, because it is an indie marathon. We do want to get all the indie stuff we can for the month for our Independence Marathon, because it's going to be a fun show, fun line of shows, and I can't wait for it. I guess that's going to call it for tonight, and get everything ready and prepared for our Independence Horror Marathon starting next week. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time.
Touch your